We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school wrestling, and certainly this guy made some noise last year when he won a state championship for Nottoway Valley. He's trying to do the same thing this year. Ashton Honnold of the Wolverine Wrestling Program with us here on KSOM. Ashton, good to talk to you. How are you feeling right now as we gear up for a key stretch drive of this season?
I'm feeling great. You know, I mean, just all the training that we've been able to do with me and my teammates, and me and the whole team is just, we're all feeling great going into John Jay, and then postseason here soon. We have a lot of kids doing really well right now, and myself doing, I feel like I'm doing really well right now too. So
have you changed anything from last year going into this year? I mean, last year whatever formula you had last year worked for you. Did you change much going into this year?
Yeah, I'd say there was a couple things that I changed. I mean, there was definitely stuff I could improve on from last year just to make myself better this year. And that's what I just always look at when I'm looking at myself wrestling and watching film and stuff like that. Just being able to get to more offensive shots and score more points, obviously. And that's been my goal all year. And I feel like I've been able to do that so far. But definitely just keep watching what I can improve on and improving my craft. So.
Right at this point last year, were you thinking, you know, what were you thinking at this point last year? And is it similar right now?
Yeah. I mean, the entire year last year, I had the goal of winning a state title, and that goal has not changed other than being more dominant for that state title. I mean, I would love to go into the state tournament undefeated, obviously no takedowns, and my goal is to be able to either pin or tech fall my way through the state tournament. And that might be a lofty goal, but I like to set those types of goals and see if I can achieve them. So
how would you describe some of the matches you've been through so far this year? I mean, I don't know if anybody has really actually given you a hardcore, you know, fight. What have been these matches been like?
I've had a couple decent opponents, I'd say. I mean, when we went to Woodward Granger for a duel, I had a decent opponent. I think he's ranked in 2A. I had a decent opponent from Clorinda. Actually, he was one of my buddies growing up. Had a good match with him at our Coach Riley Invitational in the finals there. And then just recently at the Tri-Center Tournament, I wrestled, I think he was the number 4 ranked kid from Hinton. Was able to wrestle him. But, I mean, just – I've been able to wrestle very well, I feel like, so far. So I think that it's made it look like I don't have very great matches with them. But, I mean, those are all great opponents. So,
yeah. Tell me more about the friend of yours that you wrestled from Clorinda. What was that like?
I mean, yeah, the past 3 years I've actually wrestled kids from Clorinda. The 2 years before this one, I wrestled Carson Downey and wasn't really ever able to beat him. But then this year I had a new face with Bryson Harris, and we always wrestled with each other, just good teammates when I used to live back there in Clorinda, and being able to wrestle him was a fun experience. And I mean, neither of us wanted to be the loser on each side, but we had fun wrestling, so it was great.
You got him pretty early in the third period, I think, a fall at 4-12. So what'd you do in that third period to get him so fast?
I think I caught him off guard a little bit, and I was looking for the fall because I think it was pretty close to me getting a tech fall. And so I wanted to get the fall for team points in that aspect. So I went in, and I don't think he was expecting me to hit a quick move there to get him to his back, but I was able to do that. So,
yeah. Awesome. What can you say just about also your team, and the talent that is in that room at Nottoway Valley? It must feel awfully good. I mean, I'm sure they look up to you knowing that you've won a state championship, but to see so many other good wrestlers there, you know, compete, and hopefully there's going to be a big crowd of Nottoway Valley kids that'll go to state. But what's that like to just compete in that room?
I mean, it's great. I don't think any of us look at each other as different in that room. I mean, I think we all look at each other as state title contenders and hope to be state title contenders. We all know that it's capable from anyone, and just being able to go in that room and work hard and knowing everybody's going to go in that room and work hard is great. And being able to see that hard work's paying off for a lot of different kids and in different ways too. but just being able to see everybody go out and compete at their best is just, it's a great feeling. And going into practice, it's also a great feeling knowing everybody's going to work hard and be in a family. So
is Warner your training partner all the time?
Yeah. So I practice with Trent Warner and then Caleb Christensen too. We mix around going, I'll go with Trent one day maybe. And then like I do mostly the live goes with him. And then I'll go with Caleb some too. It just depends on who's there for partners and different stuff like that. So,
well, I'm sure to go up against Trent and a little bit bigger weight helps you, but I'm sure you see the talent in him and his ability. Of course, he's a little bit banged up now, but I mean, he's got to be on a mission this year of going and trying to get to the top of the podium after finishing third last year. What do you just see from him after you go up for against him in practice on a regular basis?
Yeah, he's definitely gotten a lot better just in the last couple of years, just being able to, for one, maturity, and then two, just like a lot better technique and getting better at certain aspects of the sport of wrestling. Just, and I can see it when I'm wrestling him, just I have to know what I'm doing and what I can hit on him, because some of the times it gets really hard just for one with him getting big, being bigger. And he's gotten a lot better at wrestling the last couple of years, and he's a great practice opponent. He's definitely the probably hardest match I've had all year, just going and practice with him every day and a couple of days. So he's improved a lot, and I'm hoping to see him in on the top of the podium, and I know he's capable of it. Just have to see what's coming from here. So,
right. What do you know about the competition you're going to face at the John J. Harris tournament?
I haven't looked at it too close. I don't think I'm going to have anybody too tough. This is probably not one of the tougher tournaments for me. I know that because it would have been, but unfortunately Jaden Cooper, he went up to heavyweight this year, so he won't be there like he was last year. And then I know there's a couple kids from other schools that'll be tough, but I think that everybody I go up against, I'm not going to treat any different, and I'm going to go out there and hopefully dominate. So
yeah, well, it's always a tough competitive tournament. So what do you feel like you need to do to get yourself ready here in these next couple of weeks? Because, I mean, this is the time to gear up, isn't it? You know, to gear up for districts and then state after that. What do you have to do to focus on in your preparation?
I mean, I think I just focus on things that I've been focusing on this past summer and then going into winter now. Just being able to get to my shots and offense and pushing myself as hard as I can in practice and not holding anything back. Just having that mental aspect and mental edge on everybody else is going to be a big key, and hopefully helping my team out with that too. Just knowing that if you believe you're better than everybody, you'll come out on top eventually.
So what have you thought much about college and what you're going to do? You still, of course, have another year left, but what have you thought much about that process?
Yeah. So it's been kind of a slow process. Just it started in, I think, late June. Colleges have reached out and different stuff like that. And I've gone on a couple visits. I haven't really gone on too many. I went on two visits to Iowa State and NIU. But I will be going on some more visits in the springtime. And my goal is to hopefully figure out a school by the end of spring, early summer maybe, and announce it then. So,
yeah. And how can you just describe what it's like for you? Just is it tougher, do you think, to win? Maybe this is a question that I need to wait and ask you later on, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is it tougher to win your first state title? Do you think it's tougher to repeat?
I think it's just a mentality in that aspect. I think there's a lot of people that probably think it's tougher to win their second state title than it is their first state title. But in my opinion, I think that first state title was probably just tougher because I didn't have the tools in my toolbox that I do now. I think it's going to, I don't want to jinx myself here, but I don't think I will when I say this. I think it's going to be a lot easier to win it just based on the fact that I know that I'm a better wrestler than I was last year. And I know that there's nobody in the field that can beat me right now. And I'm very confident in that aspect of it. So,
well, I don't think it's any, it's any bad thing that you said right there. I think you're set up for success, no doubt about it. We will see you at the John J. Harris tournament, and certainly hope to see you at the Well as you go for back-to-back. Ash, I really appreciate your time here on KSOM, and best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ashton Honnold, Jr. for Nottoway Valley Wrestling with us here on KSOM.